What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Sway Max Sr., coming back at you for UFC Vegas 19, ESPN 19, whichever you want to call it. Going to make this one real short and sweet, so let's get right to it. First up, we have Sergey Spivak going up against Jared Vandera. This is a good fight here, heavyweight fight. Going to be targeting Spivak here at minus 250, minus 155 inside the distance, so it should end early. He's got the ability to finish it on the ground or on the feet. 9,100. Jared Vandera is coming back at 7,100. Have him for hedge KO, and that's about it. Next up, we have Draco Rodriguez going up against Aymen Zabi. Draco is going to be the play here, 8,700. Zabi's coming in at 7,500. Rodriguez is the minus 190 favorite. I'll have about 10 to 15, 20% of them in about 50, 40 lineups or so. However, not one I'm going to target too much, so I won't spend too much time on it. Next up, we have Jamal Emmers going up against Chaz Skelly. This is going to be a good fight here. Chaz Skelly is the underdog here. Jamal Emmers is coming in at minus 250. He is 8,800 on DraftKings, and Chaz Skelly is 7,400 on DraftKings. The only way Chaz Skelly is going to get this done is going to be on the ground. This is really a bad matchup for him. On the flip side, Emmers, really, I do like him to get this done. However, I don't see a finish here, so I won't have too much of him. Not really going to be somebody that I'll target. Probably safe for cash, but won't have too much of him as far as GPPs is concerned. I'm actually not playing cash on this slate because we have so many options. Cash could get kind of crazy. Next up, we have Shayna Dobson going up against Casey O'Neill. 8,500 for Casey O'Neill. Then you got Shayna Dobson, 7,700. I actually do like Dobson here. I'm sure she'll be a popular cash play. Really, you know, not as far as tournaments are concerned, but I do think this one might have a good pace as far as strikes, maybe significant strikes. I'll probably have about 10 to 15% equal shares of both, which means I'll have like 5 to 10 lineups out of 50. You know, so if you're playing like a handful of lineups, honestly, you could probably go ahead and fade this one. But my play here is going to be Shayna Dobson. I do think she'll probably get this done here. It's a step up in competition for O'Neill. Next up is a fight that I do really want to target. This is going to be Nate Landwehr going up against Julian Arosa. We got two finishers here, 8,100 for both. This is always a fight that we target, minus 134 inside the distance. It's a dead pick'em. Basically, you got Arosa, who's chinny, but he is a finisher. He's really a finisher. He can choke you out. He can knock you out. He likes the kicks, you know. This is just a fight that I do like to finish because on the flip side, you got Landwehr that, you know, he likes to be aggressive. He's powerful. You know, he's got that dog in him. I just think my pick is going to be Landwehr, so I'll be heavier on him. But I'm definitely going to have both of these guys. If you're playing a handful of lineups, I'd say definitely throw these guys one or the other in about 2 to 3. Next up, we have Eddie Wineland going up against John Castaneda. This is going to be a bantamweight fight. Castaneda is 8,300. Wineland is 7,900 on DraftKings. I actually do like Wineland here, even though he is, this one actually is pretty much a pick'em here too. I think one of them was like a minus 120, but in my opinion, that's a pick'em. You know, it's too close to call. Especially as far as the fight is concerned, for Castaneda, it's a KO for a bust for him. And coming back for Eddie Wineland, I actually like him to possibly get a finish here because, you know, this is kind of a step down as far as the competition he's been facing. But he did, you know, he's been getting KO'd, man. So we'll see. It's gonna, I'll have both sides, honestly, because Eddie Wineland is either going to get KO'd or he's going to knock this dude out. So that's how this one I feel is going to go. Next up, we have Luis Pena going up against Jakar Close. Jakar Close is 9K. Luis Pena is coming back at 7,200. This is going to be a good fight, but not one necessarily that I'm going to target for GPPs. I will say that Close is the minus 177 favorite. I do think he gets this done in a decision. He could probably put up like 90 points if he puts up a heavy pace, which is possible. So that's who I'll lean here. Next up, we have Jared Gordon going up against We have Jared Gordon going up against Danny Chavez. Danny Chavez is actually going to be the favorite here at minus 140. 8,400 on DraftKings. Jared Gordon, 7,800. He'll probably be another popular cash play. After the first round, I actually think Jared Gordon gets this done. But early, I'm going to give the advantage to Chavez. I don't think this is I think this is going to go three regardless. So this is not one I'll target too much for GPPs. But I will take Chavez here, if anything, to get this done. All right, is moving and grooving. We have Tom Aspinall going up against Andre Arlovski. Arlovski 7K, Aspinall coming back at 9,200. And look, Aspinall really should be able to get this done here. This one's got a minus 182 inside the distance prop. I'm going to be pretty heavy on him. I have a little bit of hedge for Arlovski. That's about it. I think Aspinall is going to finish this. But I won't be overweight. So if you're just playing a handful of lineups, like, don't lock this guy in. He's 9,200, but definitely throw him in a lineup or two for sure. All right, next up we have Phil Haas going up against Nasruddin Imavov. Great fight to target here. Minus 265 inside the distance. I actually am really leaning Haas here at 8,200. He got Imavov at 8K. Either one of these guys gets a finish, they're going to be optimal. That's just a fact. So I'm going to have shares of both of these guys. Definitely going to have shares of both of these guys. Okay, and almost done here. We have Chris Daukaus going up against Aleksei Oleinik. 7,600 for Aleksei Oleinik. He is the dog here. Chris Daukaus is minus 190. And my apologies. The Haas and Imavov fight, that's a pick'em. It's a dead pick'em. So that's why it's another good fight to target. But Daukaus here is the favorite at minus 190. This one is a huge minus 560 inside the distance prop. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Oleinik is either going to choke this dude out or Daukaus is going to knock him out. That's what's going to happen. So this is definitely a fight to target. Handful of lineups to get this in as many as you can. I'm leaning Daukaus for the knockout, but I'll definitely have Oleinik here because if he gets it done at 7,600, he will be optimal. And I think we still need to see a little bit more from Daukaus. I think he's got a little bit of too much hype behind him. Okay, and next up we have Charles Rosa going up against Derek Minner. Derek Minner, 7,400. Charles Rosa, 8,800. Really, really like Minner for the sub early. Early in the first, maybe a little later into the first, early into the second. After that, I'm actually really liking Rosa to kind of stretch this out and get it done. Rosa's at minus 190. I'm going to be heavier on Minner, probably about 20-25%. Won't have too much of Rosa, maybe about 10%. In the co-main event, we have Yana Kutsunkaya going up against Caitlin Vieira. 6,900 for Kutsunkaya, and then we have Vieira coming back at 9,300. I really think Vieira is going to be able to get this done. There's not much I need to tell you. On the feet, it is going to be close, but I do think Vieira is going to be able to get this done on the ground, probably get a takedown, probably get a trip or something like that, and just be able to dominate that way at minus 278. So, yeah, that's what I like there. In the main event, we got Curtis Blaydes going up against Derek Lewis, heavyweight bout, 6,800 for Derek Lewis, 9,400 for Curtis Blaydes. I'm telling you, it's going to go exactly like this. We are going to have Curtis Blaydes is going to try to wrestle this dude and wrestle and wrestle and wrestle. Probably going to continue to get takedowns and tire Derek Lewis out, and then probably just going to end up punching him out. Or Derek Lewis is going to catch Curtis Blaydes coming in with the punch. It might happen early. It might happen late. For that reason, you got to have some shares of Derek Lewis. But I'll tell you, this is an all-in fight. Probably going to be about 60% Curtis Blaydes for me, 70% maybe I'll go as far as. And I'm going to have about 30% of Derek Lewis as far as just some hedge plays. Other than that, guys, that's how we do it. Tried to get it done quick for you guys. I know this is running late. Only 8 minutes, so you guys should be able to listen to this real quick and then do your thing. It's your boy, Sway Max Sr. Peace.